All right, let's get into it. Today, we're diving into the life and legacy of the legendary voice actor, Tom Kane. Welcome to Cliff Notes 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes, and here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about Tom Kane that stick. Now listen, let's keep it simple, memorable, and sharp. Tune in to Tom's tremendous talent today. Fact number 1. Tom Kane was a prolific American voice actor, best known for extensive Star Wars roles, including Yoda and Admiral Akbar. In simpler terms, if you watched Clone Wars, played Star Wars games, or rode Star Tours, you've heard him. He was the Clone Wars opening narrator, the calm authority of Admiral Ulleran, and of course, the voice of Yoda and Akbar that tied TV, games, and parks together. Test time. Which Star Wars characters did Tom Kane famously voice? Correct answer, Yoda and Admiral Akbar. Memory aid, Yoda and Akbar, voices from afar. Let's move right along to fact number 2. He began voice acting at age 15 in 1977. Here's the key point. Starting that young gave him decades to refine everything from character acting to crisp narration. That's why his voice shows up across animation, video games, trailers, and live events. Quick check. At what age did Tom Kane begin his voice acting career? Honor, correct answer. 15. Memory aid. At 15, Tom hit the scene. Alright, next up, fact number 3. He voiced major animated characters such as Professor Utonium and him in The Powerpuff Girls, Darwin in The Wild Thornberries, and Mr. Harriman in Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. Think about it this way. He could pivot from warm and fatherly to delightfully menacing to prim and proper comedy without missing a beat. Quick test. Name a character voiced by Tom Kane in The Powerpuff Girls. Correct answer, Professor Utonium or him. Memory aid. Utonium to him, Kane's voice is a gem. On to the next point, fact number 4. He became the voice of the Walt Disney World monorail system in April 2012. From a practical angle, that meant millions of guests heard his calm guidance every single day, not just on screens, but in real life between parks and resorts. Quick quiz. When did Tom Kane become the voice of the Disney monorail? Humbaba, correct answer, April 2012. Memory aid. In April 2012, Disney's monorail got its sheen. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 5. He served as announcer for multiple Academy Awards ceremonies, specifically 2006, 2008, 2011, 2013, and 2018. Here's where it gets interesting. Live broadcast announcing is high pressure. His clean, authoritative delivery was trusted for Hollywood's biggest night 5 times. Quick check. Which major event did Tom Kane announce multiple times? Correct answer. The Academy Awards. Memory aid. Kane announced the Oscars, 5-star roster. Let's roll to the next fact. Fact number 6. He debuted as Admiral Akbar in a Star Wars feature film in 2017's The Last Jedi, after years of voicing Akbar in games and attractions. The big idea is continuity. His take on Akbar had already won fans in interactive media and parks, and then it carried into the main film saga. Pop quiz. In which Star Wars movie did Tom Kane voice Admiral Akbar for the first time? Correct answer. The Last Jedi. Memory aid. In The Last Jedi, Akbar did fly. Okay, moving forward to fact number 7. He suffered a stroke in November 2020 that impaired speech, writing, and reading, leading to retirement announced in September 2021. Let's clarify, even as new recordings stopped, his legacy lived on through years of work already in the pipeline, and through the countless characters he defined. Quick question. When did Tom Kane retire from voice acting? Okay. Correct answer, September 2021. Memory aid. In 2021, Tom's voice was done. Quick recap time. Who are 2 Star Wars characters voiced by Tom Kane? Correct answer, Yoda and Admiral Akbar. At what age did Tom Kane start voice acting? Correct answer, 15. Name a character Kane voiced in the Powerpuff Girls. I. Correct answer. Professor Utonium or him. When did Kane become the Disney monorail voice? Correct answer. April 2012. What major event did Kane announce? Correct answer. The Academy Awards. In which film did Kane debut as Ackbar? Correct answer. The Last Jedi. When did Kane retire from voice acting? Correct answer. September 2021. Alright then, that's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most is practice and confidence. With these details locked in, you're ready to ace that exam. Keep this fresh in your mind, trust your prep, and go crush it.